Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast with your host, Lisa McGarrity. You got to be busy around this time, considering it's Halloween. I mean, I know the holidays, people want to connect with their relatives and stuff, but I would imagine this is the time where the shop and poor Jeff gets busy, right?
I definitely feel this time of year is when the real spiritual seekers come out. There's something about that fall vibe in the air, and we all love what goes on at Halloween with the pumpkins and all the decorations, but it also stirs something, I think, that makes us crave magic or mystery. It's just the time of year.
So is this the time where you see more novice magic seekers and pursuers of magic come in?
I think that's true, but I love a beginner. I was okay. A beginner once, right? We're all beginners at something.
Is there one specific rule that you would tell every beginner that people seem to get wrong?
I would really encourage people to jump in wherever they feel called. I don't think magic is dangerous. I don't think it's destructive unless we make it destructive. I think it's something natural and human, and I say jump in.
Well, you can't use magic against someone, right? You're only supposed to use it on you.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, really, the way to proceed through life is you change you and let everybody else work their own stuff out, right? People do it. It does happen, unfortunately. People can be aggressive with magic, but in general, it's not effective anyway. Just backfires. And so the right thing to do is to just make your own life better.
But backfire, you mean whatever you wish upon somebody else comes back to you, right?
It can come back. It certainly can. There is a law in the universe called the law of return. And this is true for magical people and mundane people. Whatever we put out into the world, it will find its way back to us. That's just how the universe works.
So if I continue to wish you to be a millionaire, that doesn't work that way.
Let's try. Let's give it a shot.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things, you know. I feel that there's so much we can all improve upon ourselves on. Why would you start with somebody else, you know?
Right. I mean, that really shows that you don't understand how the universe works. If you're going to, you know, target someone else with negative intent, then you're a negative person. Because every intention that you hold, every spell you cast, that changes you too. And, it, you know, to your point, to your millionaire joke, if you are wishing somebody else $1 million, that means you're in an abundant mindset, right? You're wishing good things for other people. So then that makes it so much easier for you to experience good things for yourself, right?
That makes a lot of sense. Now I have to find people I like. Well, I mean, it is difficult in life to improve. I mean, that's why the self-help industry is worth billions. There's books written upon this stuff, and I know that there's books on magic about it, but I mean, I feel like before you can seek out stones or candles or spells or anything like that, you have to come to terms with why it's not working in the first place, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think that's the hardest part, is to say to yourself, okay, this section of my life is not working at all. I'd really like to improve it. Well, where do I begin? I have to begin with me. I have to change something inside of me in order to experience a change on the outside. That's just how this works.
So one of the bigger problems that you always see commercials for, you always see medical procedures for, is weight loss.
Weight loss.
We all struggle with weight loss or weight in some respects. Some people can't gain it.
True.
Most people can't lose it. Does magic really work for this type of thing?
I think magic can work in a whole bunch of different ways. Okay. And I've even helped people put a whole program together, because weight loss or physical change includes a lot of different things. We might want to increase metabolism. We might want to increase your body's ability to use nutrients. We might want to reduce cravings. We might want to increase self-control. We might want to just visualize the body we actually want and see if our body can listen and step into that new form. There's so many different ways to go about it, but for sure, spiritual practice can help.
Is there a way to reduce the fat content of a cheeseburger?
Yes, just wish it away. mean, wish it away.
That's the problem, is all good food tastes like crap. I mean, I'm sorry. All good food tastes awesome. All bad food tastes awesome, and all good food tastes like crap.
I mean, I'm going to say something controversial here. Are we ready? My spirit guides once told me there were no bad foods.
Okay, just bad portions?
Maybe bad portions, okay. Bad times of day. Maybe just not the right food for you at that particular moment, right? Okay. But I think if we label the food bad and then we eat it, guess what? We just ate bad.
So you almost willed the food into your system with negative content.
Correct. Okay. So the spell starts like that. Anyone who's ever seen the work of Dr. Emoto, he was, I believe, a Japanese scientist who did work on water and crystal formations. We'll have to. We'll do a whole time on that. Yeah. It's very interesting. But what he basically found was if they played very negative sounding music, the water would form in certain patterns. And if they played classical music, the water would form in a different pattern. If they put water into a space where they told the water, you're loved, you're appreciated, the water would form these beautiful crystalline structures. If they put the water into a space where it was hated, and then the water would form negative broken structure. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, we should bless our food.
I was going to say, I wonder if that's where blessing your food came from in the first place.
I believe it is, because we want our food to be charged with positive energy before we even begin to eat it.
All right, so before you even start with the crystals and the candles, a positive mindset is, so you're basically saying manifest the food.
Yes.
Into your system.
Right, and to do it with consciousness, to say, I'm eating this beautiful food. And this might also be why a home-cooked meal is so much more satisfying on some level than, you know, a cheeseburger you got at the drive-thru, right?
Well, because if somebody catches you in your car blessing your food at the drive-thru line, they might...
Could be uncomfortable. Yeah. It might be a little uncomfortable. But yeah, I do believe that blessing your food, both while you're preparing it and before you sit down to eat it, can make a difference in how your body takes that food in.
So if you were to start with crystals once you have the blessing down... What would the first one be before you realize whether it's your metabolism or your appetite or anything like that? Is there like a general stone for weight loss?
I mean, you've got one sitting here on the table today, and I would say this red jasper is fabulous for weight loss, especially because mostly in this country, in this culture, we don't quite have the energy that we need. We tend to be a community as Americans. We think of ourselves as being high energy, but we're usually getting there with caffeine or crisis or other. We have artificial energy, whereas the red jasper works with the root chakra and the second chakra so that we can tune into natural energy, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, okay, good.
When you start a diet and you have made peace with the fact that you have to limit your intake of calories or fat or whatever it is, mm-hmm. is there a, more than a stone, is there like a procedure to go through, some sort of ritual?
I do know a body changing ritual with an egg. It's an egg cleanse ritual. So the way to do this, like, you know, myself, I happen to be an Italian, or at least half Italian girl, so I have some thick thighs, okay? Now, these days, they're more fashionable, but when I was young, I really didn't like these thick thighs and you know, my inheritance here. But I do know a ritual for this, which includes an egg. And we all know, or most magical practitioners know, that an egg can remove stuck energy or negative energy. An egg is considered Mother Nature's perfect form.
With a shell on it?
With the shell on it.
Okay.
So we're going to bring that egg. This is long. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So we're
Do you see the look on my face right now? I'm like
okay.
stunned.
You want to know how to lose weight with an egg.
Yeah.
On a specific body part.
I mean, the only way I ever knew to do this was to take the yolk out. This seems to be something completely different.
No, we're not eating the egg.
All right.
The egg is not for consuming. I mean, you can eat eggs. They're wonderful. They're nutritious. But no. Okay, so you're going to begin with an egg, and you're going to cleanse that egg. So you can wipe it down with a little bit of Florida water, or you can pass it through sage or run it through cool water. All our different routines of how to cleanse something, right? We're going to pray over the egg and ask that it be blessed as a tool for health and improvement. Let the egg be at room temperature. And let's use a good egg for this, like something organic and happy and nice, okay?
Like a brown shell?
Something like that. Okay. It could be white. I don't, you know. So then you will get yourself into a meditative space. And with that egg, you're going to rub over the part of your body, moving from top down, because when we're removing energy, we move from top to bottom. Not back and forth, but going down. And go over it with the egg, right? And then pray as you go and affirm as you go that any stuck energy, any extra fat, any unnecessary weight will be removed by the egg. And you can even visualize in your mind's eye that the egg is absorbing negative energy. Now we've got an egg full of fat, right? So don't eat it. Don't consume it. You're going to take it outdoors. A traditional, very old school way of handling this egg would be to take it outdoors to either the crossroads or the beach or a very tall tree that you don't plan to return to, and you break the egg, turn around, walk away, don't ever look back. Now you have removed your extra your extra fat. And actually, spiritually and magically and metaphorically, but also factually, you'll open the door to weight loss in that body part.
That wasn't that long, and that is fascinating.
That's an old-fashioned folk magic way to change the shape of your body.
Do you know an origin of that?
No clue.
No?
No clue. But it was passed to me by a very learned person, and I can attest to its ability to work.
That is amazing.
Give it a shot.
And again, these are the types of things that if you don't know, where would you go to find? Like, this is why you have to come to Envision Crystal. Where would
you
go to find?
You have to come here. Yeah. It's true. I am an odd person because I've been collecting folk magic for a long, long time and experimenting with it, too. And if something doesn't work, I toss it out. Or if it doesn't work for me, I say, that didn't work for me. But, yeah, the egg works beautifully.
Well, being in the radio business, somebody that rubs themselves with an egg is not even close to the weirdest thing that I've heard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'm sure you've heard a lot worse.
Listen, I absolutely love it. Lisa, as far as where people can go to learn, are there books in this shop that have these types of
I have
remedies?
A shop filled with beautiful magical books on all types of magical craft, and the truth is I'm putting a spell book together right now, so there might be something that I've written
your own
coming
personal
soon. Yes.
Oh, that's a cool thing. And
yeah.
It's going to be sold at the shop.
It'll be sold here at the shop.
Excellent.
Coming
and
soon.
Where will people find you if they want to learn about this shop?
Sure. If you want to, you can check us out at envisioncrystal.com. Or come visit us in person at 109 Arden Place in Port Jefferson. And also you can find me at lisamcgarrity.com.
I can't wait to see what you do with a watermelon.
You stay tuned.
Thanks, Lisa.